Not attempt to adjust your volume.
DJ Fusion is on. We're giving you that straight drop. Never stepped on.
This is grade A, 100% pure.
Ladies and gentlemen, disco shoe.
Afternoons with Fusion on 93.1 Champs.
August 3rd is the ultimate nutty day. Today is Grab Some Nuts Day. Nuts are rich in nutrients and minerals, and if eaten in correct quantities, they're great for improving our health. This day promotes the consumption of all nuts, the health benefit of nuts, and the tastiness of nuts. You won't be surprised to hear that today's a very nutty occasion. We're ready to celebrate, but so's Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart celebrates August 3rd and Grab Some Nuts Day.
Just look at all these amazing nuts in front of me.
Martha likes looking at amazing nuts.
I love nuts. I love delicious, fresh nuts.
She loves delicious, fresh nuts.
They have a white, sort of oily flesh. You don't break the nut meat.
But don't break the nut meat.
These are very hard to crack.
And enjoy Grab Some Nuts Day.
Yum.
Make sure to grab a handful of your favorite nuts today. Post about it online and share a photo or two with a handful of nuts using the hashtag National Grab Some Nuts Day.
Give us a minute. We'll give you the news, just not headline news. On Mad Town's 93.1 Champs.
Starbucks employees at several U.S. locations went on strike. I'm not sure why, because their signs are horrifically misspelled. Ben Affleck to return as Batman in Aquaman 2. Well, you know it's a tough economy when even Bruce Wayne is underwater. A solar storm from a hole in the sun is supposed to hit Earth today. Analysts fear it will disrupt the internet and force millions of families to interact. The city in New Mexico is down to their final 40 days of water. But don't worry, a shipment of Natty Light's on the way. Health experts say a daily avocado reduces cholesterol. I'd call it nature's medicine, but as we all know, that's mushrooms. Newly unsealed court documents revealed that Amber Heard's lawyers claimed Johnny Depp suffered from erectile dysfunction, which is why Depp was just pitched scripts for Ed Can't Get Wood, Charlie and the Viagra Factory, and See Alice in Wonderland. The earth is spinning faster than usual, which raises the question, how did Bill Cosby figure out a way to drug the earth? President Biden killed the leader of the Al-Qaeda. He did it by coughing on him. Taco Bell bringing back the Mexican pizza. Great news for people who love pizza, but wish it would burn more when they poop. CEO of Google recently said his employees aren't productive enough. Try having them pee in a Snapple bottle, replied Jeff Bezos. And scientists have developed a way to measure stress levels in plants. For example, vegetables growing in Alabama don't feel any stress because they know nobody wants to eat them.
Not headline news.
With DJ Fusion.
Weekdays just after 5:30 on Mad Town's 93.1 Jams.
You know, you can learn just about anything by watching YouTube videos. Again, just about anything. This guy ended up in the emergency room last month after watching YouTube tutorials on rhinoplasty. Yes, he was trying to give himself a nose job. He literally cut into his own face while he was awake. Sadly, not the first person to try it. YouTube has to remove at-home rhinoplasty videos all the time to prevent other people from doing it. And as you can expect, it never goes well. It could really honestly kill you if you go into anaphylactic shock. This idiot showed up at the emergency room. His nose was all jacked up. It was infected. He said he used an anesthetic from a vet to dull the pain while he did the surgery himself. But the idiot didn't use gloves or clean the wound at all. At all. Nothing. He was trying to make his nose thinner, and he also stitched it up himself afterwards. It sounded like he used super glue to close up the wounds after he put the stitches in. Doctors had to treat him for infection and sent him home and refer him to a specialist for more treatment. They also told him he should start seeing a therapist.
In dark times when gas prices are high and Chick-fil-A still ain't open on Sundays.
Selfish bastards.
This is your
Ray of Light with comedian Ray Moore.
What would you do for money? There's a saying that goes, the love of money is the root of all evil. But if you think about it, sometimes you gotta date somebody twice your age just to pay your car note. Or sometimes you gotta shake a little booty just to keep the Wi-Fi on. I mean, if money actually grew on trees, I think the world would definitely be bald-headed on the surface. But if evil pay all my bills and debts, well then, hello Satan.
This is your life,
and I'm out.
Life. Ray of Light.
Weekdays. Just after 3:30.
On 93.1. Champs.
I think I've known a few people who went their entire careers like this. Have you heard of the work term quiet quitting? It's not when you actually quit your job. It just means you stop caring so much and refuse to go that extra mile. So even when you're at work, work's not your top priority. So instead of giving 110%, basically you choose to only perform your specific job duties. You back it off to whatever you can get away with without getting fired. Seems like the goal behind this is to make sure there's room for other things in your life so you're not a workaholic. But obviously, there's a fine line between having a good work-life balance and just being plain lazy. And it's not just trending here. It's also happening in other countries, including China, where they used to use the term tang pin, which means lying flat. It's possible that the pandemic lockdowns caused it. People who were overworked finally got a break and realized that free time's kind of nice and wanted some more of it. Can't also ignore the fact that the wealth gap is widening, and that probably hasn't helped much either. When it seems impossible to get ahead, people don't seem to try as hard. Have you been quiet quitting?
Fusion Afternoon on Jam.
Basically, everyone else is out doing it, so you'd think it'd be tempting for Tito's Handmade Vodka to enter the canned cocktail craze. Instead, they're doing the complete opposite. Tito's brand vodka is trolling seltzer drinks by coming out with a $20 reusable can that encourages customers to make canned cocktails however they like them, preferably with Tito's vodka. Tito's in a can is just that. It's a 16-ounce can, refillable, and it's meant to be a cheeky knock at the ever-growing cocktail-to-go trend. Despite the flood of different flavors and variations, Tito's always believed the idea of customizations is the way to go. Taylor Berry, the vice president of brand marketing for Tito's, said, "You can make a cocktail the way you want it, and if you want the portability of a can, here's a can we made. It just happens to be empty." This can's now on sale for a limited time at Tito's online store. Kind of cool, though, the net proceeds are benefiting a charity.
There comes a time when every alcohol brand must ask, should we make a seltzer? And our answer is no. Introducing Tito's in a can. It's literally an empty can that we're selling. That's right. You add the Tito's and the soda and the lime and whatever. We don't make seltzers. You do.
Vodka is the top-selling spirit in the United States, raking in more than $7 billion in sales just in the last year. Tito's grown in popularity since the Texas-based brand began in 1995, currently one of the country's top-selling vodka brands. Still, as consumers crave convenience and new flavors, ready-to-drink cocktails have exploded in popularity. Sales of pre-mixed cocktails grew more than 40% last year, soaring past $1.6 billion in sales and becoming second only to vodka in terms of volume consumption of alcohol. Despite the very tongue-in-cheek marketing stunt, I mean, after all, it's a $20 can. But Tito's has no fear of missing out on canned cocktails. Fusion in the Afternoon on Mad Town's 93.1 Jams.